Hi, this is Chris. Today I'm coming to you from Chez Odyssey, the swankiest restaurant in town.
Would Madame care to start with an appetizer this evening?
Oh, yes. A friend of mine told me just what to order. Now, let's see. He called it Les Femmes Flambées Le de Odyssey.
Is Madame quite sure that is what she wishes?
Oh, quite.
Very well.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
That Femme Flambée was excellent.
I'm so happy you've enjoyed it. Would Madame care to order now?
Oh, yes, please.
How wonderful. Your menu.
Excuse me, but what's this down here?
Madame has most discerning tastes.
Thank you.
That's the chef's greatest creation, our Moral Dilemma Special. It includes an array of succulent and delicious situations on which to test your most basic beliefs.
Wow, that sounds a lot like today's adventure.
How nice. So what can I get, Madame, this evening?
Well, it's kind of hard to decide, but I think I'd like the, some poached eggs on toast.
Poached eggs on toast?
Uh-huh, yes, and a glass of milk, please.
Milk, of course. Our chef will be so delighted.
Hey, Frankie, number 7 wants Adam and Eve on a raft. Burn them!
While he's doing that, we can get going on today's adventure in Odyssey, and we'll get started right after this.
Oh, yeah. She also wants a side of moo juice.
Lucy's school teacher likes to show a lot of movies in his class. In fact, they're in the middle of one right now. Only Lucy doesn't seem to be enjoying it very much. Let's find out why.
Each containing millions of stars. Astronomers have some knowledge about the formation of stars. This knowledge, together with what they know about
Boy, this is a dumb film. Hey, Bobby, don't you think this film is dumb?
I don't know. Be quiet. I'm trying to hear it.
Shh.
We now know that stars, like our sun, are made up of gases. Our galaxy was made when a huge clump of those gases exploded in what scientists refer to as the Big Bang.
That's not how it happened.
Quiet, Lucy.
But Marcia, the film is wrong. God created the universe. Everyone knows that.
Evolving around larger pieces of stars, and after untold billions of years, finally settled into regular orbital patterns. And those pieces are still in orbit today, for they make up the Milky Way, our solar system, and our own planet, Earth.
Someone turn on the lights, please.
Good, it's finally over.
How would you know? You talked during most of it.
Yeah, I thought you liked science, Lucy.
I do, I just don't like this stuff. Boy, what a dumb movie.
All right, everyone, that's it for today. Have a good weekend, and don't forget to read Chapter 5 for Monday.
All right, Lucy, would you stay out there for a minute, please? I want to talk to you.
Oh, sure.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble now.
Oh, get out of here, you guys. Oh, what is it, Mr. Winthrop?
Something I think you'll be quite excited about. You see this?
The Educator?
It's the newspaper that goes to all the teachers in our district. Every year, the paper publishes a report written by a student in the district who has the highest overall grades. This year, that student is you.
What?
That's right, Lucy. I submitted your grades and some of the other reports you've written to them, and they picked you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. But I want you to know, Lucy, this is not just all fun and games. It's an assignment, and you'll be graded on it. Understand?
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. Oh, well, what am I supposed to write about?
Oh, yeah. I guess it would be helpful if I told you that, wouldn't it? Okay, now let's see. The category this year is science, and the student must write about the class's current topic of study. Well, in our case, that means evolution.
Oh, I'm supposed to write about evolution?
Why, yes. Is there a problem?
Well, sort of. Would it be possible for me to write about something else, Mr. Winthrop? Some other subject, I mean.
I didn't make up the rules for the contest, Lucy. The editors of the paper did. And the subject they chose is science.
I know. It's just that, well, I don't like evolution.
They're not asking you to like it, Lucy. They're asking you to write a report about it. A report that's going to be published in a very widely read newspaper. A lot of kids would give their eye teeth to be in your shoes right about now.
I know that, sir.
Well, then I think a little gratitude is in order, don't you?
I am grateful, Mr. Winthrop. I just wish there was something else I could write about.
Lucy, I guess I didn't make myself very clear before. But this is an assignment, and it will be treated like all other class assignments. Now, you can choose to not do it if you want. Well, your grade will reflect that choice.
In other words, I either do it or I fail.
You have the weekend to think about it. I'm sure you'll come to the right decision.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Hey, Lucy, is that all the dishes?
No, Dad, there's a couple more things.
Well, bring them on in here while the water's warm.
Here you go.
Glasses? Oh, no! I just washed this greasy pan.
Never fear. You use Summer Morn dishwashing liquid. It cuts the heart out of grease.
Earth to Lucy. Earth to Lucy. Come in.
Did you say something, Dad?
Oh, good. For a minute there, I thought we were going to have to rent out your room.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking.
Yeah, I noticed. About anything in particular?
Yeah.
Okay, something happened at school today?
Yeah.
Lucy, if you keep this up, we're going to have you stuffed and mounted. Work with me here now. What are you thinking about?
Oh, nothing. Well, it's just that Mr. Winthrop gave me an assignment today that I don't want to do.
I see. Well, Lucy, sometimes we all have to do things we don't want to do.
Even you?
Sure, even me. My boss gives me lots of jobs I don't want to do.
And you still do them?
Yep. He's the man that God has placed in authority over me. If I don't obey him, well, it's more than just not doing my job. It's a sin.
But what if he asks you to do something that you just don't believe is right?
Well, Lucy, just what kind of assignment did Mr. Winthrop give you today?
Well, there's this newspaper called The Educator that goes to all of the teachers in the district.
Oh.
Every year, the editors pick a student to write a report.
Right.
And that report will be published in the paper.
Great.
And this year, they want me to do it.
Really? Well, that's great, Lucy.
Well, that's what I thought, too, until I found out what they want me to write about.
Huh?
Dad, they want me to write about evolution.
Evolution? Well, what does this have to do with Mr. Winthrop?
Well, the report is the assignment Mr. Winthrop gave me today. I can't write it, Dad. You and Mom taught me that God created man, and I don't believe in evolution. How can I write a report about something I don't believe is true?
All right, calm down, honey. Nobody's asking you to believe in it.
That's just what Mr. Winthrop said. But the report will be published in the paper, and everyone who reads it will think that it is what I believe.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, but if I don't do it, they'll put that in the paper, and everyone will make fun of me.
No, they won't.
Who's gonna stop them?
Me. I won't let that happen. I still have some say in this, you know.
So you mean you don't want me to write the assignment?
No, I mean I won't let them make fun of you. No one can force you to write for The Educator, Lucy. Despite what Mr. Winthrop says, it's not part of your schoolwork.
I do want to be in the paper. I just don't want to write about evolution.
Well, now that's a different matter. Writing about evolution is part of your schoolwork. If you don't do that, you'll get a bad grade, right?
Right. I guess that means I have to do it, huh?
Well, I don't know. That's something you're going to have to decide for yourself.
What?
Lucy, your mother and I take our responsibilities as parents very seriously. We're doing our best to raise you the way we think God wants us to. Now, a lot of times that means that we'll make decisions for you. And sometimes that means that we'll let you make decisions for yourself. Now, this is one of those times.
You mean you're not going to tell me what to do?
Well, I can if you want me to. But I don't think you really do. Do you?
No, I guess not.
I will tell you this, and maybe it'll make it easier. Whatever you decide, your mother and I will back you 100%.
Thanks, Dad. That does help. A little.
I know it's tough, honey. But for what it's worth, we have a lot of confidence in you, and we're very, very proud.
That helps, too.
Come here and give me a hug. That's my girl. Hey, there's a great movie on tonight. Just the thing to take your mind off your troubles.
If it's all the same to you, I'd kind of like to go to bed early. Good night, Dad.
Well, wait a minute. At least you can do is stick around and see how Summer Morin dishwashing liquid did on these greasy glasses. Whoa! Cuts the heart out of grease, huh? I had to sue him for false advertising.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, honey.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi there, Lucy. How are you this fine Saturday?
I'm kind of recovering from a long week at school.
Well, yeah, there seems to be a lot of that going around today. Now, I have just the cure. One of my world-famous cherry fizzes.
Sounds good.
Great. One cherry fizz, coming right up.
Lucy, I thought I saw you come in.
Well, hi, Connie.
Bobby and I were just talking about you. Is it true you get to write a report for the newspaper?
Well, it's a teacher's newspaper.
You mean the Educator?
Yeah, that's it. How'd you know, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I used to get it when I was a teacher.
Well, every year the paper has this thing where they publish a report written by a student.
I remember that. Oh, they picked you this year?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific, Lucy.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, but I don't think I'm going to do it.
Why not?
Because they want me to write about evolution.
Oh.
So what?
I'm a Christian. I don't believe in evolution, so I wouldn't feel right writing about it.
But they're not asking you to believe in it. They're asking you to write a report about it.
Why does everybody keep saying that? First my teacher, then my dad, and now you. They'll publish it in the paper and everyone will think it's what I believe.
Now, wait a minute, Lucy. As I remember, the report they want to publish is one of your class assignments, right?
Well, yeah, but...
That kind of puts things in a different ballpark, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, the Bible says that we're supposed to be subject to the governing authorities.
That's right. Romans 13:1. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established.
Now, I'd say that your teacher is the governing authority in this case, wouldn't you, Lucy?
Well, yeah.
And you know what it means to be subject to him, don't you?
It means to do what he says.
And he said to do this assignment, didn't he? Well, then, I don't see as you have much of an out here, do you?
But Mr. Whitaker, he wants me to write about something I don't believe in.
So? As Christians, we sometimes have to do things we don't want to.
Even the things that go against what we believe?
I tell you what, Lucy, let's see what the other kids think about this.
What? Good idea, Whit. Hey, everybody, listen up!
Mr. Whitaker, Connie, I don't want everybody to know about this.
Sometimes it's good to get other people's opinions, Lucy.
Quiet down now. Listen up. Whit has something he wants to ask you.
Mr. Whitaker?
Does everyone know about Lucy's school assignment?
Yes!
This can't be happening.
Well, what do you think about it?
She should write the report.
Yeah, don't be weird, Lucy.
Write the report! Write the report! Write the report!
But I don't believe in evolution.
Nobody's asking you to believe in it.
They're just asking you to write a report about it.
This is crazy.
What are you going to do, Lucy?
What are you
going
to do?
I don't know.
You have to make the right decision.
Do the right thing.
Make the right decision. Do the right thing.
I don't know what the right decision is.
She doesn't know what the right decision is.
She doesn't know what it is.
Anyone who doesn't know how to make right decisions has no place at wit's end.
No place at wit's end.
No place at wit's end.
No
place at wit's end.
No
place at wit's end.
Oh, it was just a dream. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
What will Lucy do? We'll find out when our story continues right after this. And now the conclusion of today's adventure.
hearts to your words and your will, that we may know how to live our lives in a way that will please you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, now, I thought what I'd do in today's Bible class is to open up the floor, so to speak, and answer any questions you may have about anything you don't understand. So, does anybody have any questions about the material we've been studying the past few Sundays?
Well, it's not about the material, Mr. Whitaker, but there is something I was wondering about.
Okay, go ahead, Marcia.
A lot of times I hear people here at church say that Christians are supposed to be in the world but not of it. Is that in the Bible?
Well, that's a good question. Those exact words aren't in the Bible, but the idea is certainly there. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 14, that his disciples, and that means all of us, are not of the world, just like he is not of the world.
What does that mean?
Well, it's pretty obvious that we're all in the world. We walk and talk and breathe and eat just like everyone else. But as Christians, we have a different view about life than everyone else does, because we look at life through Christ's eyes. So, we behave differently when it comes to the way we treat other people, or the things we say and do, or when it comes to making choices.
Choices? What kind of choices?
Well, just about every choice, I suppose, but I was really talking about the choices we make between doing what's right and doing what's wrong.
What if you don't know which choice to make?
How can you not know, Lucy? I mean, it's obvious when something is right and when it's wrong.
No, it isn't, Marcia. Not always. Sometimes there's a fine line between right and wrong. And what makes it even more confusing is that depending on the situation, what's right for one person may not be what's right for another person. So, well, sometimes the choice between right and wrong can be very difficult.
You're telling me.
What was that, Lucy?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Whitaker.
Then how are we supposed to make the right choice, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, if you're ever faced with a difficult decision, the first thing you should do is to pray about it. Then talk it over with somebody you trust, like your parents or your pastor. And then you need to look at what the Bible has to say about making choices. And one of the best scriptures I've found that talks about that is Romans 14, verse 23. Lucy, you have a Bible there. Why don't you read the last part of that verse for us, starting with the word everything?
Okay. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. I hate to tell you this, Mr. Whitaker, but that's not helping me any.
Yeah,
me neither.
Well, I guess it still is a little confusing. What it means is that if you believe in your heart that something is wrong, then you shouldn't do it, even if everybody else thinks and says it's okay. In fact, if you do it, then it's a sin, because you've gone against what you believe is right. The important thing to remember is that when it comes to making choices, especially ones where it's hard to tell what's right and what's wrong, it's best to do what you believe in your heart is right. But before you do anything, you should always pray. In fact, that's where being in the world, but not of the world, really starts, with prayer. Does everybody understand?
In fact, modern dating methods now show the Earth to be between 4.5 and 5 billion years old. That's a lot of zeros.
That's a lot of hogwash.
Another
dumb movie.
Are you going to start that again?
I didn't start it. These dumb movies did.
New forms of life were able to inhabit the land. This process is known as evolution.
It's also
evolution
known as the way to go from an A to an F in one semester.
Billions of years the Earth has been in existence. Of course, the greatest triumph of evolution is human beings. We've only been on the Earth for about 2 million years, real newcomers on the cosmic clock. But we've already had a greater influence on the Earth than any other form of life. Yes, evolution affects our lives in ways we're only just beginning to understand.
You can say that again, Buster.
Somebody get the lights. Be careful going out. Oh, and don't forget to read chapter 6 for tomorrow.
I guess we better get this over with. Mr. Winthrop?
Lucy, I'm glad you stayed. I take it you've made a decision.
Yes, sir, I have.
You're not gonna write the report, are you?
Oh, no, sir, I'm not.
I see. You realize what this means?
Yes, I do, Mr. Winthrop, but I'm still not going to write it.
May I ask why?
I just can't. I'm a Christian, Mr. Winthrop, and I believe that God created man, not that he evolved from an amoeba. If I write that report, I'll be going against what I believe deep down in my heart is right. I just can't do that, Mr. Winthrop, even if it means I'll get a failing grade.
Why didn't you tell me this last Friday?
I don't know. I guess I didn't think you'd care.
Well, I do. Lucy, I don't want to make you do something that goes against your personal beliefs. If I did, I'd be going against everything I stand for as a teacher.
But you were so set about me doing it.
Yes, I was. I thought you were just making an excuse, trying to get out of an assignment.
I guess I should have told you the whole reason.
It would have saved us both a lot of aggravation, that's for sure. But now that you have told me, we might be able to work out a solution. If you're still interested, that is.
It depends on what the solution is.
Simply this. Why don't you write a Christian perspective on evolution?
Really?
Absolutely. Evolution is only a theory, after all. I think it'd be very interesting to come at it from a Christian point of view. And I think you're just the person to do it. Does that sound like a fair solution?
Oh, it sure does. I'll get started on it right away.
Good. Because after that, I have another problem maybe you can help me with.
What?
I'm trying to find out who's been making all the noise during the movies I've been showing. Now, I just can't seem to put my finger on it, but I think it's coming from right over there.
You know, sometimes making the right choice can be very difficult. But like Whit said in today's adventure, when you have a tough choice that you have to make, the first thing you should do is pray about it. Ask God to help you know the right thing to do. And you know what? If you do that, God will lead you to the right decision. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll come back next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.